Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dr. Dean, and this is Getting It Done. The music you just heard was from a group called New York Voices, and they're not a new group on the scene. They've been out there for a while, but they're a throwback of the four seasons of the Four Tops, of the not the Four Tops, but the Four Freshmen, and let's just give a listen to something they did. That was on a more of a Afro-cubic beat. This time, we're going to listen to something they did by Stevie Wonder called Don't Worry About a Thing.
I'm not afraid. That was David Matrona on guitar.
Yes, that was the New York Voices singing something that was done by Stevie Wonder some time ago. But they it went on the, I think the computer took it up on March 6, 2017. I think they recorded it even sooner than that. And what's so remarkable about them is that most of them play musical instruments. They've been around a while. Most of them are in their late 50s, early 60s, and but they're still cooking. We're going to change the scene a little bit this time, and I'm going to go to something that I find extremely interesting in the sense that it's not jazz. But this guy plays the organ and the piano at the same time. His name is Eddie Brown, and he totally destroys the song, but just give a listen. Someplace, I think I sang it at Mount Horeb United Methodist Church in Lexington, South Carolina, with a big orchestra playing behind us. It was fantastic. Of course, we couldn't do what Eddie did. And Eddie, by the way, is a young musician. He's in his early 20s. And we're going to move on to listen to Johann Kim and Friends. What's so remarkable about this guy? This guy is a young dude, 19 years old. But really started making headway probably about maybe 2 or 3 years ago. But the boy is outrageous. What he just has the touch. Just has the touch. Let's give a listen to this fantastic young musician.
Thank you.
on the internet back last month, actually. Guy is he's got that what they famously call something that's special. And as young as he is, as long as he's continued to play, you're gonna hear a great thing. And by the way, he's playing the electric piano. I didn't want you to get him mixed up with the guy who's on the guitar. I just don't know, but if I did, I'd tell you. I'm going to play something by Dave Koz, and Love Is On The Way. He's on the sax. And then we're going to come back to listen to him. That's Johann playing something that's religious called What a Friend We Have in Jesus, which he did say about 7 years ago. But let's listen to Dave Koz, who is one of my favorite saxophone players.
Thank you.
Dave Koz, fantastic musician. Been around a little bit now, around the ballpark, and has come out with some fantastic smooth jazz type of sounds now. And on the marquee, what I had planned on doing was featuring some jazz groups, so to speak. And so instead of me going on to listen to some more by Johann Kim, the great young pianist, let's go on to listen to the Modern Jazz Quartet. This is a group that I really fell in love with when I was really a young person.
So masterful.
I'll have to get this right here, and let's pull them up and see a group. John Lewis, and they'll explain who they are. This is the Modern Jazz Quartet. Fantastic. Thank you.
be right back.
There was the Modern Jazz Quartet, and the vibes was Milt Jackson, who had an opportunity to meet in Boston, Massachusetts. Went to one of his concerts, and my father-in-law at the time was responsible for the order of the arena. And the jazz concert took place right up there. But he was not at that particular time with the Modern Jazz. He was with his own group, but still had the ability to do what he was doing just now. On the piano was John Lewis, who I consider to be one of the top arrangers of all time, and Percy Heath was on the bass. Let's listen to something that, by the way, they're really known for their counterpointing type of style, which if you know what I'm talking about, is more of in a Bach or Handel kind of a type of music, but put it together with jazz. Which was different and still different because no one does that today. Let's listen to something else they did, and let's see if we can pick up on that.
I didn't inherit a dime from my parents. I started a business in one room with no employees, and I built a pretty big international business.
Thank you. I really want to say I'm going to go to the hospital.
Like it's in a round kind of thing, but one repeats after the other, and they find different places to fit in and do different modulations. And that at the end of the song, they didn't finish on a major note, they finished on a minor, and actually it was like a seventh mixture of a minor seventh, and which was off key in a flat kind of structure. They did a lot of really neat kind of things that were different. They were never the same, and no matter what they did, all of them are gone now. But I did not tell you the drummer. My engineer said you didn't say anything about drummer while music was playing. So let me tell you, the drummer is Connie K. Milt Jackson on vibes, John Lewis piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie K was on the drums. And let's give a listen to the master.
South Carolina homeowners, federal and state subsidies are starting to go away for solar panels, but if you still... Thank you.
If you haven't figured it out at this particular point, that was Count Basie and his big orchestra live at the North Sea Festival back in 1979. World Jazz. Fantastic. Nice to see Count back into his thing. And let's see if I can go back and find something about this young man we were talking about. Here he is. I want you to hear what he sounded like, Johan Kim, when he was 18 years old. Check this out.
$25 million years ago.
Commercial.
Good.
That was Joanne Kim. You, Jesus at the Center by Johan Kim. Now 17. Let's go back to when he was 15. Check this out. Commercial might probably come up, but don't worry about it.
What is the best kept secret to becoming a great singer? I'm going to answer that question in 30 seconds.
Time playing songs for your church? Well, I got something that's going to bless you. It's called the Top 10. Mm-hmm.
That was Joey Alexander. What a friend we have in Jesus. Both he and Johan have a gift. God gave them a gift. And that's when Alexander was 13 years old, playing that song that way. Maybe I should go down and let you hear him and how he's playing with an orchestra. And he's 16 years old now, and this is something he did recently with an orchestra, big orchestra. Check this out. Thank you. Joey Alexander with strings, conducted by Rich DeRosa. Fantastic. Can you imagine the boy, 16 years old, doesn't read music. Everything's by ear. 5 years old, got up one day and walked to the piano and started playing. Unreal. Only because of what he had heard. He heard this and consequently was able to duplicate what he heard. We're going to see if it, I want to pull something else up that that you might find very, very interesting. To be perfectly honest with you, time is really short, and I want to make sure I get something that you might find a real remarkable. Here's a guy who really doesn't get all of the credit he truly deserves, really a fantastic saxophone player. Let's give a listen to the great. Well, back it was recorded back in 1987, but what a sound he has.
Gerald Albright.
This is an important message for anyone with Medicare or who expects to join soon.
This card I'm holding in my hand, it's an example of an all-in-one Medicare Advantage membership card.
The kind of Medicare coverage that comes with this. Thank you.
That was Zero Albright doing Bermuda Nights. Bermuda Nights. Put an S on the end of that. By the way, you know, have to excuse these different commercials that try to pop up on my computer. I do the best I can to try to ward them off, but they're going to sneak in every now and then. And hopefully you can put up with it. I'm doing the best I can to get you something that I think that you might love. This has been Getting It Done, and I have been your host, Dr. Walter Dean. And we're going to listen to the last song we're going to be playing today, Jeanette Harris, All I Do. Fantastic. And don't be surprised if some commercials don't jump up on me. Oh, it didn't. Wow. Jeanette Harris. Sex. Alto sex.
So I hope to see you and hear you there.
I'll see you on my video. Want to show you all the stuff.